This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
You're not forsaking God. You are in a marriage or not having sex. You are not worshiping idols. You're worshiping God. Oh my God. Verse 11, and such were some of you, but ye are washed. Ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Oh, I want you to get it. If you're still doing these things, you are a fornicator. You are a whoremonger. But verse 11 gives us hope. That if you stop and you repent from your sins, and such were some of you. And you can be in that category. That's the category you've been. Oh, I used to do this, but praise be to God, I don't do it anymore. Now, I like this. I like what Jesus said. You better get it. He says this in Luke 13:3. He says, I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. What does that repenting mean? Recognizing your sins and turning from your wicked ways. See, once you believe in Christ, that He is life, that He's the resurrection, He has the power of sin, and you put your trust in Him, He gives you the power. You know, even everyone knows Jezebel. That's a terrible name in the Bible. If you look at Revelations chapter 2, verse 21, Revelations chapter 2, verse 21, and we're closing here. It says this, and I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. God even gave Jezebel, that great harlot, that great whore, He gave her opportunity to repent. I'm asking you, is this your opportunity right now? You have heard this word. It's no accident that you're hearing it. He has given you space to repent. But I want you to go back and read Revelation chapter 2. Read the entire chapter. And you find out that Jezebel don't repent. And then those that followed her, those that she had succumbed to fornication, what the Lord did with them. But I'm telling you, He says this, if you love me, keep my commandments. There's no way in this world you're saying you're loving God and committing things He told you not to do. Be not deceived, my friend. Stop fooling yourselves. Come out of the dark into the light. And the sad thing is that we have been taught that fornication is okay. It's okay. Oh, try this, try that. But I'm telling you from God's word, if you do it His way, what a blessing it will be. Jesus said in the word of God says in Romans 10:9 that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You see, there's a difference there. Many people say they died for this, died for that, but there's only one that rose for you. Everybody's going to die. But who rose again from the grave with all power? That's Jesus Christ. Put your trust and faith in Him. You are simply saved by believing that Jesus Christ is who you said you are. You are a sinner, but you can be a saint when you believe in what God has given us, and that's His Son, Christ Jesus, to die for our sins. So today I ask you, if you are a fornicator, or if you are unrighteous or in this list where you have not believed into Christ. And that believe means repentance as well. It's on the same coin. It can't be separated. You can't say you believe in God and haven't repented. That doesn't make sense. So once you believe in God, He gives you the power to turn away. So you can say it in a prayer that confirms it. Say, dear God, I'm a sinner and I'm sorry for my sins. I believe that You gave Your Son Christ Jesus to die on the cross, and on the third day He rose from the grave with all power. I accept Him into my heart now. Thank You, Jesus, for saving me. So I want to thank you today for listening to God's word. Share this message with those that need it most. And remember, who are.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.